Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In the second hour, we are going to be focusing pretty much exclusively on the precious metals sector, and even more so on some of the stocks that we follow on the site, and also touching on that M&A transaction between Monarch Gold and Yamana. First and foremost, though, to get this second hour off to a roaring start, I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. Doc, let's focus on some of the broader moves when it comes to precious metals. And I want to start with the GDX chart, because GDX had a very good Thursday, moved aggressively higher. Friday, kind of a mixed bag, but I think the most important thing was it didn't give up a lot of those gains that it had on Thursday. Give us your general assessment of the stability, the strength of GDX right now, please.
Well, Corey, I think gold pulls back again. I don't think gold's quite ready to break out yet. And I feel that at the end of the year or into possibly January is the best chance for gold to break out. And so that tells me that GDX probably had a nice little run, but I wouldn't be surprised if we start to fall back again here, back into its trading range again for a while. And I expect that to happen through most of November into December, but that's when I will get interested in starting to purchase some more gold and silver positions, probably as we get close to December.
So, Doc, to me, the close that we're seeing on GDX is quite significant. It is breaking that downtrend line that has been in place ever since that peak in early August, and it got ahead or above that recent lower high of 41.34 that occurred in the middle of October. Is this not a significant move because of how GDX closed the week and the breaking of that downtrend?
Yeah, but I look at the weekly chart, and the Bollinger Bands are starting to narrow toward the price. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we, even next week, probably hang up here a little bit. But then I think, really, we start to pull back a little bit, and we trade in a training range for a while. What's good about that is that's going to give the weekly, the 200-week moving average time to move up over time to pricing. And that's when I would get a little bit more excited, frankly, because when you look at the MACD on the weekly chart, it still puts GDX in a vulnerable position, especially for next week, it looks like. Could be that it may not, but I think we have to get down toward neutral on the GDX, on the MACD, on the weekly before I think we should get too excited here.
Okay. So in terms of a trading range, though, do you think that low from 2 weeks ago on GDX, the low of 36.01, is that a pretty solid floor? Is that the bottom of the trading range?
Yes, I believe it is for the time being. And we're not going to see that for a while, I think. And if we do later on, it could be we might move a little bit lower, but I don't see it getting much below that, actually, Corey. I think we're in a really good position here, and it's only a matter of time. And I think we actually break out to challenge the highs sometime in 2021. But that's okay with me, because if it waits that long, I think it's going to be a more significant move at that point in time.
Okay, so continuing to have a correction more in terms of time, not so much in terms of price right now. Are you concerned at all about any selling that comes at the end of the year, usually termed tax loss selling? A lot of people are sitting on some gains, though, you have to imagine. But if they bought in the last 3 months, the shares have drifted. Do you worry about any weakness just at the end of the year due to shuffling for tax purposes?
Yeah, we could get a little bit, but I don't see a lot of that this year, frankly. And if you look at the monthly chart, we're in a really good place with the precious metals and with gold. And we will probably finish this month over the closing position in November on the monthly chart. But then I think December we might waffle around, but I would get more excited as we get into the new year. We could break a little higher in December, but I don't see a massive break up here right now, Corey.
So then when it comes to, let's say, the gold price, is this 1850 or 1851 level that some have said looks like a double bottom? I don't particularly see that as a true double bottom, but do you think that's a floor for the gold price?
Yes, I do for the time being. I think we could go a tad lower, but not significantly. I don't think we would go, in the worst case scenario, I don't think we go below 1800. I know some people have talked about that, but I don't see us going much below 1800 at all. And I think we could still be in a trading range for some time. As we move into the latter part of this year and into next year. But that would be really extremely healthy for this market the longer we stay in it, because when we get the next break, it should be significant. And I think these precious metal stocks will really benefit. But you're going to have to be patient, I believe. I believe that it's going to be a little bit a while longer before we break higher.
How about silver? Silver has stayed true to its word of being more volatile than gold. It sold off a bit more than gold, but this week had a good week. It's up almost 7%. Just this week had another move on Thursday of over a dollar higher. How do you see silver playing out?
I think silver is in the same position as gold, is that we are in a broad trading range here, and I think it continues for quite a while, and I don't see silver even getting close to its previous highs by the end of the year. I think it's going to have to be 2021. We talked about that way back in August, where I felt that we wouldn't see these precious metals attacking their highs until the end of the year or 2021. Now, looking at the charts, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2021 now.
Now, Doc, what about how the U.S. dollar is playing into all of this? The U.S. dollar had a bad week, and it's trending very close to one of the more significant lows of 91.75 on the dollar index that happened in September. If that breaks, there's a fair bit of air underneath that chart. How do you see the dollar moving?
I think the dollar short term will reverse back up. And then I think we trade a little bit sideways, and that corresponds to my position on gold. I think we trade a little bit to the side. And then I think 2021, we have a real good chance of the dollar breaking down again and starting to search for new lows. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we move down a little bit in the dollar in December either. And that could continue a little bit in January and February. So that'll be positive for gold, but I don't see a big breakdown suddenly in the dollar here. But the odds are we do move a little bit lower yet in December and possibly into January before the dollar has any potential of moving back up. But I'll tell you one thing, I don't see the dollar suddenly reversing and moving up here anytime soon.
No, you're not seeing any strength for the dollar. Hey, even though Europe is continuing to be weak, you think that this is, it sounds like, going to be more of a range-bound trade in this lower part of the range?
Oh, yes, definitely. And if we're going to get a breakdown, it's going to have to be a significant breakdown. It's going to have to be 2021. But I do believe December, we have a potential of hanging in here or even breaking down a little bit more, but not a significant drop.
Okay. So, Doc, big picture with your assessment of the precious metals, maybe still having a little bit of a more range-bound trade. I don't want to say weakness, but more of a range-bound trade, not breaking out to new highs or even breaking some of the recent highs. How does that mean that you're playing the underlying stocks? Understanding that I know you like a lot of these juniors, and these juniors are very news-driven. There should be a lot of news on tap. So how are you investing?
Well, I haven't been buying much lately because I think that We have a pullback short term here again in gold pretty soon. But I'm going to get interested after that pullback, because I think at that point in time on a lot of the charts, it looks like we're moving toward the 200-day moving averages on these things. And I'm going to start to take further positions in some of the ones I like toward the end of the year and probably into the early part of next year. So I'll start increasing my positions because I like the way the market looks and the weakness we've had in a lot of these stocks. And I think we're getting pretty close to their lows.
Okay, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition. Again, the second hour is going to be focused exclusively on the precious metals. I hope all of you enjoyed that first hour and now leading into the second hour. Thanks for your time, Doc. Look forward to chatting with you again next week.